Ellie. Ellie, are you expecting something today, maybe? Are we hoping for something? Maybe a little present in the hospital, hopefully today? Maybe we're praying for that. Very good. So, quick thought. First of all, I was just distracted that he cast out the mute spirit, and the guy who couldn't speak probably for most of his life starts to speak. And it says, some of them, seeing this, asked for a sign from heaven. I just want to say, did you miss the mute man speaking? Like, what is it? We're so stubborn. We're so squirrel, forgetful. Like, you just saw it. Why are you now forgetting what you just saw, looking for more? Can you just pause for a moment and realize the miracles God has already done in our midst? Which is, again, we've been talking about that in Lent, especially that spirit of gratitude, like pondering what God has done, not forgetting it too quickly, and allowing that gratitude to change how I face the next moment. But then, more to the point of that, the last part of the gospel, when a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he comes and attacks, etc., okay? And then he goes on, whoever does not gather with me scatters. So I guess I was thinking about this in the lens of sometimes we want to be protective of our concerns, the things we care about, our families, our loved ones, our life, and our priorities, and we protect them. And we're very anxious in making sure we have control over things. We are very strong, perhaps, in ourselves, strong in the world, and we think we're strong. I've got security, I've got my schedule all lined up, I got my kids signed up for this, that, and the other. I am set. No one can mess me up. I'm strong. I'm set. But then, of course, we know life hits, things change, and all of a sudden, maybe a hurricane comes, and my life is a wreck, a total wreck. I have no control. What did I build my life around? What was I building my life around? And will it all really fall apart? Did I build too much on material concerns, worldly concerns? Was I overly concerned with control that I really never had? Was my heart hardened against the things of God? I was too busy being strong in the things of the world. What am I strong in? Where is my strength from? The whole first reading is complaining like God, that God's saying to his beloved people, I gave you the way, I spoke to you, you would not listen to me. Your hearts were hardened against me. This was so applicable to first world America, a nation that does not listen to its God. A people, a community, a first world Catholic community, too busy to make time to go deeper into our faith, to really root our lives and each one of our decisions on a good discernment. Not so much of, is this convenient for my family or inconvenient, but rather, God, do you want this for my family or not? Because that's all I care about. Because I want to be strong in you because you're the strongest. Anything else is going to fall apart. Anything else will meet something stronger over and over again and be defeated over and over again. But you, Lord, are the strongest. And if I gather with you, I will not scatter. I will not be scattered. But if I focus too much on the things of this world, if that's my strength, if that's where my security comes from, it's my insurance, if that's where I'm settled, whoever's not with me is against me. My truth marches on and nothing will stand against it. Let go of those other things that are misleading you. Let go of those other securities that are insecure. Keep watch over your faith and the faith of your family. But seriously, put that first as your foundation. Keep watch in prayer, in fasting, in self-giving love. Let your career go a little bit, if that's your foundation, if that's your strength, because it will not be strong enough for the stronger one or whatever else is coming. Detach from the armor you think you can rely on. If it is not me, it's not reliable. It's the season of Lent, and the readings are all calling us back to God first, to God most, to allowing us to be stable in the storms. Because no other armor, no other boat, for lack of a better word, can hold fast in the storm. Only Christ. Is he my strength? Is he the strength of my family? Or are there more areas where he's calling me to grow in that strength during the season of Lent? Amen? Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.